Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Friday, October 3rd. I hope you're doing well. Coming up.
Keep a safe distance back from the water. Any of these conditions, you could be knocked off your feet and you can be washed into the sea or the water, or it could be slippy and you slip and fall in.
Country brace for Storm Amy and Munich Airport latest to be targeted by drones. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, gale force winds are forecast in a number of counties today ahead of Storm Amy. A status orange wind warning will come into effect in counties Donegal, Galway, Leitrim, Mayo and Sligo from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. The rest of the country will be under a yellow alert for wind from midday, with the status yellow rain warning coming into effect in Galway and Kerry from 9 a.m. Linda Jean Byrne, ORNLI Water Safety Lead, is urging people to be cautious.
Keep a safe distance back from the water. Any of these conditions, you could be knocked off your feet and you can be washed into the sea or the water, or it could be slippy and you slip and fall in. So we're kind of saying to people, if you're anywhere near the water or coastline during these weather conditions, it's not worth risking your life for. So stay well back from the coast. Stay at a very, very safe distance away from the water.
Police patrols are being stepped up at synagogues across the UK following the terror attack in Manchester, where two worshippers were killed. The attacker, named as 35-year-old Jihad al-Shami, was shot dead by armed officers minutes after the alarm was raised. Three men remain in hospital with serious injuries after being stabbed or struck by a car. Detectives are continuing to question three people arrested on suspicion of terrorism offences. Mayor of London Sadiq Khan has promised Jewish communities the security they deserve.
I want to reassure them that in London they will be seeing additional police officers. People should be allowed to go about and practice their faith, knowing they're going to be safe. Unfortunately, too many Jewish Londoners, Jewish people across the country, Jewish people across the globe don't feel that way, and that's heartbreaking.
16 Irish people detained by Israel will be brought to a detention facility south of Tel Aviv. They're being held by Israeli forces who stormed the Global Summit flotilla as it headed towards Gaza. They may be asked to leave Israel or choose to appear before a deportation court. Amnesty International Executive Director Stephen Bowen is concerned about those being held.
We hear that access to legal advice is not forthcoming. We are astonished that a peaceful humanitarian mission to deliver food to a population that is being starved to death has been intercepted.
Well, Irish author Anisha Dolan is on board the Molad, which has left Greece for Gaza. They hope to disembark next Tuesday.
We are currently off the coast of Greece. We're about 7 days from Gaza, maybe less. We made a commitment to sail to Gaza and deliver our aid and challenge Israel's illegal blockade. And that commitment is always first. So we're just focused on what pragmatically we can do to best achieve that.
Operations at Munich Airport were suspended last night after drones were spotted near the airfield. 17 departing flights were cancelled, affecting nearly 3,000 passengers, while 15 incoming flights were diverted to nearby cities. Authorities have not confirmed the origin or type of drones, and investigations are ongoing. Airports across Europe have faced similar disruptions in recent weeks due to unidentified drone sightings. Gardaí are warning of a surge in investment fraud, with a 21% rise in cases over the past 3 months. Losses since 2021 exceed €94 million, mostly affecting middle-aged and older victims. Scams often use fake online ads, bogus documentation and pressure tactics to steal funds. People are being urged to verify firms via the central bank and report suspicious activity immediately. People are being advised to protect themselves against flu and COVID-19. The HSE's winter vaccination programme is underway and it's urging those aged 60 and over to get the vaccines. Last winter, almost 6,500 people were treated in hospital with flu and over 2,000 people were hospitalised with COVID-19. National Immunisation Office consultant Dr. Louise Marin describes where people can go to get the jabs.
The vaccines are available for free from GPs and pharmacies. And then for some people, like healthcare workers, vaccines will also be available in the workplaces and their special healthcare worker clinics. And then some children, some primary school age children, will also have the opportunity to get the vaccines in school. But anyone can get the vaccines for free in the community from GPs and pharmacies.
Taylor Swift has released her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl, to frenzied fans worldwide. The album includes 12 tracks with a collaboration on the title song with Sabrina Carpenter. It's her first record since she announced her engagement to NFL star Travis Kelce. These fans are among those hundreds who've gathered in New York for an immersive Spotify event.
I feel like there's so few moments like this where you actually get to connect with other fans. Like, we all kind of listen in our rooms alone in our houses. So getting to connect with each other and actually talk about the album and the excitement is very unique.
We have to read the lyrics as they're coming out.
Yeah. And see what else she has in store, because there's always something else.
Soccer Now and Shelburne began their Conference League campaign with a draw last night. Joey O'Brien's side shared the spoils with Swedish outfit Häcken at Tala Stadium, where it finished nil-all. Shamrock Rovers had a difficult start to their league phase campaign with a 4-1 defeat at Sparta Prague. Earlier, Crystal Palace opened their account with a 2-0 win over Dynamo Kiev in Lublin. In the Europa League, Nottingham Forest's first home game in European football since 1996 ended in defeat. They lost 3-2 to Danish side Midtjylland at the City Ground. Aston Villa were 2-0 winners away to Feyenoord, while Celtic's search for the first win of their campaign goes on. They were beaten 2-0 at home to Braga. And Cork City and St Pat's contest the first of this weekend's men's FAI Cup semi-finals. Tonight, the Leasiders will need to get past the 2023 winners to reach the decider for the first time since 2018. Kickoff at Turners Cross is at 7:30. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need to know on newstalk.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.